AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. His daughter tells the Oregonian newspaper Arizona rancher Robert Lavoie Finnegan was the man shot and killed during a traffic stop involving the people involved in the standoff at an Oregon wildlife refuge.
I'm going to not spend my days in a cell. This world is too beautiful to spend it in a cell.
Finnegan spoke at many of the group's news conferences, and he spoke here on January 5th.
I've threatened nobody. I've harmed nobody. I've tried to be a good father. I've tried to teach my kids right from wrong.
Eight members of the group, including leader Amon Bundy, were arrested. There are still some members of the group at the refuge. They want federal lands turned over to local authorities. Access to has been restricted around that refuge. In Seattle, police are looking for two people called persons of interest. Shots were fired at a homeless encampment known as the Jungle. Two people were killed. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says the encampment has been unmanageable and out of control for almost two decades.
I can't help but wonder, did I act too late? That's my reaction.
Murray declared a state of emergency in November to address homeless encampments in Seattle. President Obama meets at the White House today with Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. The White House isn't suggesting Obama and Sanders are kindred spirits or even close political allies. The FBI says the suspect in a drug raid shooting in New Orleans that left a deputy in critical condition has been charged in federal court. Jarvis Hardy is accused of shooting Stephen Arnold, who was part of a federal task force conducting the raid. The housing market showing some momentum as it begins the new year. The government says Americans bought new homes last month at the strongest pace in 10 months. Sales surged 10.8%. On Wall Street, a shaky forecast from Apple has tech stocks lower, and other stocks are lower as well. The Dow down 50 points. This is AP Radio News. The Federal Reserve January meeting is wrapping up. A lot has changed since interest rates went up last month.
Since the Fed increased rates December 16th from record lows, the first hike in nearly a decade, stock markets have plunged, oil prices have skidded, and China's leaders have struggled to manage a slowdown in the world's second biggest economy. In their latest meeting, which ends this afternoon, Fed policymakers will surely grapple with how to respond to the changing landscape. Some analysts say the Fed might hint in its statement that the pace of three or four additional rate increases that many had expected this year may become more gradual. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
And stocks have made a turnaround. Tech stocks are still lower, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average now up about 50 points. Wendy says it's investigating reports of unusual activity on payment cards used at some of its restaurants. Wendy's is encouraging customers to watch for unauthorized charges on their credit cards. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.